Now, is 5x5 night, is that coming back?
We don't know fully. It hasn't been decided yet. I think that we're going to have these events that where the people that we've invested the $5,000 into come back and give their updates.
Okay.
We don't know what the nature of that event will really be once we start doing it. Once we do a couple, I think we'll have a good understanding.
Sure.
And 5x5 night, it seemed to, particularly in its later months, it seemed to be turning more into like almost a civic event where people were really interested in how do I make downtown better, which was kind of an unexpected twist. So I still think that there's potential for it to come back as some almost city-oriented event, but we'll see how it goes.
Now, have you seen some of the folks who've been involved in Momentum or 5x5 coming back ground for Star Garden, submitting stuff?
Yeah, I think I first saw Mike on 5x5 night. Yeah.
Now, did you submit a 5x5, Mike?
I did.
Okay, now, were you up there on stage?
No, we were not. And I think part of that was not making as effective use of social networking.
Okay.
I think that was a big element of folks that were selected by 5x5.
Okay. Okay. Now, was it the same product that you submitted for 5x5?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, folks who want to check that out, learn more about it, where can they go? What's your website, Mike?
You can go to our website at nextmile.com, and it's nxtmile.com.
Okay.
And we've got all of the models displayed there, and the soccer model for kids 8 to 14 is available for purchase.
Okay. Okay. And how long does it take them to get that if they're interested?
About 2 to 3 days.
Okay. Okay. Now, Paul, what type of an ownership does Star Garden take in these businesses once they get to a certain level?
This is a good question. So the $5,000 level, we designed a contract around that, which keeps traditional ownership out of the picture because it would be way too cumbersome for us to try to take ownership stake in ideas,
in the process.
Hundreds of them. You know?
Right.
So it's really an option to participate in the future. The most tangible aspect of that is that if we don't ever say the person with the idea disappears, we don't ever get a chance to invest further in the future, which would nullify that contract to start over a new contract.
Well, when you say
level.
That they disappear, they could just take the $5,000 and go, or what type of oversight do you have on that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay. Okay.
Well, that's that 60 to 90 day clause. So we're hoping that rather than write all sorts of language, giving us the ability to sue somebody for $5,000, that just the
probably
commitment to return
it.
And give a public update is more of like a social collateral,
that we're
using. But no, they could disappear and then a few years later find out they've made an interesting business. So at that, the contract does include a clause that we can convert that $5,000 to 3% as the earliest and riskiest investment that's made in the idea usually. But at later levels, say $20,000 or $50,000, right now we're still developing the $20,000 contract, but it's probably going to look a lot like a convertible debt note that you would see through these seed accelerator programs like Techstars and Y Combinator, probably very similar to what we did with Momentum. And then at later levels, it becomes a bit more, traditional investment contracts at that point, but much more one-off and very customized around the business because now we're getting into, valuations of...
Right.
What is Next Mile Insoles compared to an iPhone app compared to...
Sure.
Yeah.
So one of these businesses gets up there to the higher level, starts generating good money, and you guys are making a percentage. Does that percentage go back into that fund?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The $15 million fund comes from the DeVos family, and it is, it's out there to be... on paper, it's much more like a seed fund or a venture capital fund. So it is looking to make the return on the investment of the $15 million and then grow, hopefully.
Now,
there.
If other venture capitalists want to get involved, can they add money to that as well? Is that something you guys are open to?
They cannot add specifically to this fund.
Okay.
But just because of the way it's structured to, for SEC compliances and whatnot. However, we are really hoping that people will start investing in the projects themselves as they turn into businesses.
Okay.
So
other outside investors who see what's going on.
Oh,
so
yes.
In addition to what you've invested, other people come up to the plate and put money in.
Yes, there is an exciting athletic insole that I think people can come and invest in if they're interested.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, if I say submit something this week and I'm not chosen by you or chosen by the public, can I come back the next week or is there a certain time period for that project that I can come back?
I believe that we have put a limit, I think, of three submissions. So as a way to just keep the website fresh,
right,
so that a year from now we're not seeing the same people.
Yeah, because I think that the public will get kind of exhausted by that if they keep seeing the same thing coming up and up and up again, or they see that on Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah. Sure. And for the person submitting the idea, hopefully a limit of a few sort of creates an urgency to figure out what seems to be falling short. And, mm-hmm, you know, they can shoot us an email, mm-hmm, hello@startgarden.com,
sure,
or, you know, run it by their friends. That was actually something that we found with 5x5 night. Sometimes people would wait until they got up on stage, gave their 5-minute pitch,
mm-hmm,
and then didn't walk home with $5,000 before they would ask their friends, so where's it going wrong? And
then,
you know, the friends would be quite honest with them.
Well, best to have it go wrong on stage, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, go ahead and...
Yeah. So folks who visit startgarden.com, they want to submit. Wait, just take me through the submission process.
Oh, it's terribly complicated. I think it amounts to about 2 paragraphs.
Mm.
You go on, you sign in, we connect through Facebook. That's sort of a way for us to simplify on our end.
Sure.
You know, making sure that people are who they say they are.
Absolutely.
That they submit through their Facebook account. And then it's, a couple hundred words about the idea.
Okay.
And a sentence or two about the competition, as you know them, how you're different,
mm-hmm,
what makes you the person to really run with the idea.
Okay.
There's a way to upload some pictures or link to some videos if you have videos on, you know, YouTube or Vimeo. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And you hit submit.
Okay.
I don't know. How long did it take you, Mike, to get it all in there?
I wouldn't say that it was any more than 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So it's our version of the back of the napkin, I guess.
Okay.
Sketch.
Okay.
A little bit more than a sketch.
Yep.
Considerably less than
digital back of the napkin.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Fantastic. This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined in the studio by Paul Moore from Start Garden, that's startgarden.com, and Mike Miller from Next Mile, that's NXTMILE.com. Mike is one of the first 5K winners for Start Garden. Thanks so much for joining me, guys.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For having us.